I'm proud to be the sandwich. I'm in the middle between Kevin Dietz and All Talk and Ryan Ermani and JR Afternoon. And we're all very lucky to have those two guys on WJR and the whole WJR team. Wake up with us. Get the WJR app. It's free. Stream us from anywhere in the country or the world. Do the podcast if you miss us, if you can't be here noon to two, for example, at WJR.com. Well, the world knows now that yet another protester has been shot and killed in Minneapolis, 37-year-old Alex Jeffrey Preti. We have called upon Daniel Roberts, a former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, retired police chief for Franklin and Bingham Farms, and he's here to tell us his thoughts on this situation. Daniel, it is a pleasure and a privilege to call upon you and your expertise. Thanks for being with us. This is Paul.
Hey, it's good to be back with you again, Paul.
Always nice to have you here. The president at least is saying now that his administration is, quote, reviewing everything in the wake of the Minneapolis shooting that left this 37-year-old man dead. And that's really all anyone should be saying, but they don't. And I blame the governor, the mayor, Kristi Noem, some ICE people. They all are talking too soon after all of these tragedies before they really know what happened. And I think that's a mistake, but I'm going to ask you, because you're a professional, I'm sure you've seen the video 1,000 times, and I just give me some of your thoughts here.
Well, you're right. It's very hard because you want to calm down the public by releasing some information that you can, but you also don't want to ruin the investigation. And I know the FBI has taken the lead on this, as they often do when there is any thought that an ICE agent or any federal agent had been assaulted. The FBI will take the lead, and they will devote a lot of resources to doing a deep dive as to why this happened and how it could have been averted. They'll be looking at, for example, the background of the ICE officer that was involved, his training, his experience. They'll be looking at Mr. Preti and why did he carry a firearm to a demonstration? And did he, as CPL law requires, did he identify the fact that he was armed to the officers when he came into contact with them? So there are
it looked as if he might have, because they took, it looked on video, again, none of this is a fact, it looked as if one of the officers retrieved that gun from him and walked away with it. That's what it looked like. So it seems like he would have. Look, I've been a licensed carrier of a firearm, and if I got pulled over for a traffic violation, I would put my hands on the top of the steering wheel, turn the light on in my car, and announce, I am licensed to carry a handgun, and I have the handgun on me. So the first thing
exactly
I said
the
to the police officer when he came to the window.
Right. That's exactly the right way to handle it. Anytime you, it doesn't have to even be in a driving situation. Anytime you come into contact with a law enforcement officer and you're armed and you have a CPL, you are to identify the fact that you are carrying and that you have a weapon and where it is.
So we don't know if he did that or not.
We don't.
Right now it's all conjecture, but be that as it may, it sure didn't look like he ever pointed a gun at the agents, certainly never shot at the agents. And it looked as if, like, one agent was spooked by something, so he shot. And what I fear happens often is all the other agents backed up shooting. They just started shooting. There were like 10 shots. He was on the ground at that point. It doesn't look good, Daniel.
It doesn't, but you have to. You don't really know everything that was said during the exchange, and also it has to be about what the officers perceived. Did they perceive a threat? There are times when an officer will, across the country, will be involved in a shooting because it was dim light and he thought that the suspect was holding a gun in his hand and it turned out to be a cell phone or something. It's what the officer perceived and the threat and the possible threat that the officer perceived.
I'm going to say this because I'm very careful not to say things I just gave you my feelings about something, but I don't know any of right. this. None of us know any of it. Here's what I do right. know. Here's what I do know. The governor and the mayor have incited these people beyond all reasonable conversation and things to be said. There are other politicians who have incited everybody against ICE. And I'm not saying ICE is without any blame when they come in like stormtroopers and all of that. I don't understand the approach overall. But I do know that the governor and the mayor have failed their people by taking the stand they've taken all along in this thing and by keeping the police, who are trained to handle these crowds and control, way more than ICE is. ICE are doing things. I'm not sure the way to put that. They're doing things they weren't trained for in the first place because the city police have been called off and are not to, quote unquote, help ICE. I don't know if you know anything about that, Daniel Roberts, but that's pretty annoying and upsetting, too.
Well, ICE officers do get a lot of training when they are initially hired. They are sent to the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center in Glencoe, Georgia. They get a full bevy of training. But you're right, handling riots and those types of things is not something that they specialize in like parts of police departments do, especially major city police departments. So it would be great if everybody could work together. And that's the way I know the FBI prefers it, is if all law enforcement, state, federal, local, can work together on a common goal to get all of these criminals out of the country. But that's just not the way it's happening. And so it's become a very political reality, unfortunately.
And the crazy thing is that I guarantee you more people than not want to get these people out of the country. It's one of the reasons they voted for this president, and he did a great job at the borders. And now he's going into the cities and trying to get people out as well that shouldn't be here. And when they say, well, these aren't even lawbreakers. Well, yes, they are. If they're here illegally, that's the first law they broke.
Right. And I surmise what's happening is that they have a target list that they're working off of that are, you know, violent felons, that are pedophiles, that are armed robbers, whatever they are. And when they go to a location looking for that individual, they may find others who are there that have very minor infractions, overstayed a visa or whatever it was. They can't just walk away from that. They have to deal with that as well. But I can guarantee you that they're focusing on the worst of the worst that are out there first, and they may come across others at the same time.
I think one of the most effective pieces of footage I saw, that we probably don't see it enough, is an ICE officer speaking to protesters outside his car window saying, "We're here to pick up a pedophile. You're seriously right. here? You're here to protect a pedophile? Seriously? Right. Are you really doing that?" And I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. And the whole issue with detentions and detainers at local and county jails, you know, so that ICE could potentially just pick them up there. That's become a very political issue. And some county sheriff's departments will allow it and hold an individual for ICE, and others won't. And that becomes a very political issue. And it's really not really known why, because some of those are very violent people.
God bless you for the work that you have done for years serving our people. And God bless you for still helping out. Daniel Roberts, former special agent in charge of the Detroit FBI, retired police chief for Franklin, I used to live there, and Bingham Farms. Thank you, Daniel Roberts. God bless you. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Don't have to, but we probably will.
Thanks, Paul. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Dan. We continue in Focus. Paul W. Smith here on this Monday. It's the 26th, 1-26-26. You won't see that again for a while as we continue in Focus on WJR.